This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Yule Smith, yourfirstfranchise.com. He says, as we see jobs reports and number of layoffs across government and corporate sectors, that franchising is a path to career independence. Yule, welcome to the show.
Appreciate being with you, Newell. Thank you.
So Yule, I was kind of intrigued because you don't hear this conversation that often about franchising.
It's true. There's only a handful of consultants around the United States like myself that do what I do. And I'm always answering the question, what is it that I do when people find out that I'm a franchise consultant? And you hit the nail on the head opening your show, because right now there's a lot of people, you know, you're watching in the government layoffs, you're watching corporate layoffs for that matter as well, and they're trying to figure out what do they do next with their career. Do they want to be able to take control over their career? And the reality is about 57% of all Americans would rather start a business than go work for somebody else. So franchising is a viable option. It's they could start their own business, or they could go out and start with a franchise that gives them a playbook of the systems and processes on how to get started. And that mitigates the risk because you have people mentoring you, coaching you through the process, and they've already figured out all the mistakes that they made along the way to make it. That's how franchising scales. So
when you mention the word franchising, I got to imagine most people think of food operations, fast food operations or otherwise, but the reality is it is so much more incredibly diverse than that, right?
Oh, 100%. That's one of the big myths. A lot of people think, I mean, it's easy to think that because when you drive around just about any street corner in the United States, you're going to see a McDonald's or a Wendy's. So people think food is the primary franchise model out there. Reality is, you know, there's about 300 different industries using franchising. There's like 30-something categories of franchises: the beauty space, the healthcare space, the fitness space, the home services space. And food is certainly a big sector of that as well, but it's not the only thing. And a lot of people won't even entertain looking at the franchise, because when they see that McDonald's sitting on the corner, they're looking at that and they know that's $1 million, $2 million plus investment. Whereas a lot of the home service type franchises, as an example, you can get in anywhere between $85,000 and $150,000 into a business that's in high demand, that everybody listening to your show has a home. The people that have a home, they understand all the problems with their home, whether it's a new roof, gutters, painting, driveway, whatever, a new fence, all those types of services. Those types of franchises are durable. They're always in demand. and they're low investment, and they can generate seven figures. So that, you're right, it's food is what comes to people's mind, but there's so many other options on the table for them.
Franchising helps from day one, right? Because a lot of what they, depending on the franchise, and it's something that you want to do your due diligence, and I guess something that's why the value of what you do, I guess you know the ones that bring value and others that just bring a name.
Yeah, there's two things you said there. One is you get a playbook, and the analogy I like to use is somebody starting a business, they're going to be starting on the 20-yard line, plowing the way down the field, hitting every obstacle. With a franchise, you're going to start in the red zone on the 20-yard line, and you're going to be teed up to go into the end zone to get started. And time is the number one factor that works against somebody trying to start a business. Franchising pulls that forward and gives you the playbook so that you don't make those mistakes, helps ensure your success, and it gives you those options to do that. So that's the main thing. And going back to what you said, this is really important. Working with a consultant, somebody can go online and Google, and they'll end up going down a rabbit hole of all the different franchises out there. I, as a franchise consultant, we and my fellow colleagues, we go to the conferences, we get to know the franchisors, we get to know the people behind the scenes, build those relationships, vet the franchises, and put the best ones in front of our candidates.
You know, I've had conversations with folks that have talked about franchising, and there's this belief, not that these are lazy people and not that they're stupid people, but they really believe that there's almost a level of guarantee of success with some of this. And I remember one conversation vividly. I said, you're going to work harder than you ever worked before. I mean, what they're providing for you is a template to succeed. Your achievement of success is totally reliant on you, right?
100%. 100%. There is no such thing.
Have you heard that same mindset from folks?
Oh, yes. Yes. People think, this is what people think. They think they can go buy a franchise, and they think they can just go get one. That's not the reality at all. Because you're going to have to put in the work, like you said. You're going to have to invest time and money. And the franchisor, so when people think they can just go look them up, go find one, and buy it, that's not the process. The process is you're going to get introduced to a franchisor. And just as much as you're investigating them, they're investigating and getting to know you to see if you all are a cultural fit. A cultural match, because that they're investing in you because you're going to represent their brand, and they don't want somebody to put their brand in a bad light. So they want to make sure they've got the right people. So it's a two-way street, but going back to your original comment, it takes work, and there's nothing in this, anything that's worthwhile always takes work, and there's always an element of risk to it. It's just that franchising helps reduce that risk.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Some.
There's a lot of elementary mistakes made by folks that are well-intentioned that misstep in the first 6 months relative to a business that sometimes, although these wrong steps don't sound like deal killers, but in many respects, it puts folks behind an eight ball and they never recover from it, right?
Yeah, and that's all business. I mean, and that's why I'm an advocate for franchise. And I've been around working with entrepreneurs my entire career. My last role in Louisiana was head of the Louisiana Seafood Board. And we had to help all of our small businesses recover from Katrina all the way through the BP oil spill. All those are thousands of small businesses. The same thing happens in this. There's a risk that's involved with all of it. Again, it goes back to putting in the work, and you also get the added benefits when you go into franchising, that you've got a community of people. When you enter a franchise system, you're not by yourself. You got the franchisor themselves, and then you've got all the other franchisees in the system that meet together, learn from each other, share what works, share what doesn't, and they encourage each other to keep moving forward to be successful. That's what you buy into. And think about this. What makes franchising work is this. It's built off of systems and processes. And this is my favorite, well, probably my favorite statistic. 1 out of 7 franchises in the United States is owned by a veteran. And there's a good reason for that. It's because of the systems and processes. And anyone who's been through the military, that's all their training and their skill set is based off of systems and processes. So that's why you see it. That's why you see the success that you do when people enter into that system.
Yeah, and it's all about that accountability stream, right, between the franchisor and the franchisee.
That's right. It's a relationship. You're building a relationship, and it depends upon what's important. And this is a part of the process that's important. Working with a consultant like myself is we get to know what stage of the franchising system they should enter. Some people are well suited for an emerging brand. That means they might just have 1, 2, maybe 5 locations. And then, so that's going to be a little bit riskier proposition. Then you get to a system that's maybe got 100 units, and that person enters that system, and they've worked out more of the kinks. There's pros and cons to both. For person entering the system with just 2 or 3 units, they can get to know the franchisor a whole lot. You have a much tighter relationship because they're going to be figuring things out going forward. Whereas when they enter the other system, they're going to have more of a roadmap that's a little bit tighter that they're going to be entering into. So we try to figure out where do they fit in that franchising model. What's the best model for them?
And your services, is that something that there are situations where the cost of your services are shared between the franchisor and the franchisee? Or are they totally borne by the franchisee?
So the franchise,
or the potential franchisee.
The person who's considering this, my cost is covered by a function like a real estate agent or an executive recruiter. My time is covered by the franchisor. So when I walk somebody through this process, my process is an educational process. It can walk them through some of the things that we've talked about and elaborate on further. And then I get the information that they provide to me, and then that gives me the information I need to go do the research. And I'll find typically about 30 to 40 different brands in a local market as I work with people in New Orleans and across the U.S. But I'll find 30 or 40 brands. Then I'll go back to the franchisor and say, okay, which of these 30 are available in that person's local market? And I'll have 5 to 7 really solid brands to show somebody. So we do the vetting, and that's at no cost to the candidate.
So folks in the third and fourth quarter of their life, mm-hmm. you know, 55 and older individuals, a number of those that have left the marketplace for whatever reason, very difficult for them to get back in because of their age. How does this work for them relative to franchises?
It works the same way as someone in their 30s. It's just they realize, and I see this a lot with the candidates I work with, that they start realizing ageism becomes real. And I start seeing that, and that's reflected in the conversations I have with people starting in about their mid-40s. And then they also looking at their retirement and saying, okay, especially in their 40s, in their early 50s, am I going to be where I need to be? So what we're offering them is an opportunity to go and become their own boss, take control, and build wealth for themselves and reduce the risk of having to worry about whether they're going to be laid off and so forth. So it's an option for this, for someone to consider, for sure. And I hear what you just echoed. I hear that all the time.
Yep. Yul, final thoughts?
Yeah, if anybody would love to learn more about this, you mentioned the website at the beginning, yourfirstfranchise.com, and people can, I've got a book, a lot of the questions that we just went through, I answer in a book called Your First Franchise Roadmap. They can find it on Amazon, and all the profits go to Make-A-Wish, or they can get it for free at yourfirstfranchise.com, and I'll send them a digital version. That's yourfirstfranchise.com. And I tell you this, last thought. The biggest thing that holds people back in all this is fear. So my role is to provide clarity for that person so they can make, you know, make an informed decision so they can ensure their future.
Absolutely. Yul Smith, thank you so much for joining us. YourFirstFranchise.com. Appreciate the time, the insight. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate
it. Great week.
Bye-bye.
Sorry. All right. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy,
Let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.